Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I'm so excited to be back. We're going strong in the second season. The second season is about being intentional, about grabbing a hold of that growth mindset. The first few episodes, it was just giving you an introduction of my woman, of the things that make me who I am. And now that you know the design of my woman, the mindset of my woman, the character of that woman, we can really start developing that growth mindset. And you really understand what faith means to me. And so a lot of the growth mindset that I speak of is faith related, because the faith is my foundation. And so I am grateful for the returning listeners, for the people that are just popping in to check it out, to see if this is something that is helpful or useful for you. It definitely brings my heart great joy that you decided to check me out. So I don't take that lightly. I understand that your time is valuable. And so thank you for giving me the opportunity to at least to share who I am and to share my passion, to share my purpose, and to listen to me being obedient to the call. So here I am yet again to say that I shall show up as my whole self in the present and not run away from the call of God on my life. And so I'm surrendered to that call, and that's because I do a thing called a pause and reset. Going into the end of the year, to close out this year, the two words that have come to mind is pause and reset. And how I see a pause is it's just a temporary interruption. So if I'm in a conversation with someone and I feel like my emotions are leading, and I'm like leaving my thinking brain to travel to have an emotional response and perhaps can land into a survival brain, I will just pause. And I normally would do that internally, and I wouldn't say the word pause aloud. But I've learned that when I say the word pause, it not only makes it to be communicated to my mind, but it also communicates to my heart and to my entire body that I want my entire body to be at rest so that I can make a sound decision. Because before, I used to live in a fight and flight response, right? And I'm wanting to walk away from wanting to fight and flee from things, right? Because if I'm submitted, therefore, to God, you know, I only need to resist and flee from the enemy so that he can flee away from me, right? And so I shouldn't be fleeing from a conversation that's difficult. I shouldn't flee from an opportunity to experience going deeper with someone just because I refuse to take my mind and my heart and my emotions into a place of a deep exhale and say, what is it that I'm truly feeling on the inside? What are the setting conditions that has me frustrated? And when I, pause, I understand that I'm doing a temporary interruption, and I'm telling my thoughts and my mindset, I, Queen Lady Honey, am in control of what I think, say, and do. I no longer want to be ruled by my emotions. I no longer want to be ruled by that negative impact that I'm having. And so I will resume at some point once I am prepared to reset. So when I say it out loud that I need to pause, if I'm having a conversation with a person, I'll say, hey, listen, let's pause and reset. And sometimes that's new language to the other person. But naturally, the person on the other side of, you know, the conversation as we're conversing, they will just follow my lead. And I would explain to them, you know, we have the opportunity to de-escalate. We have the opportunity to frame these emotions and capture them and say, they don't truly belong to us. We're speaking from insecurity, right? And so when you reset, that involves returning to a process. And I like to return to the process of my tree of life, right? My tree of good speaking, my tree of good faithfulness, my tree of, you know, proper responses, right? Because sometimes we default to that tree of knowledge and good of evil. And that's our, you know, those cycle of behaviors that hold us captive. And when we're in the captivity of that frustration and the captivity of that anger, sometimes we will flee and we go to a place that's hidden that we only know that we have fled to. And the other person on the other side is still speaking in a calm tone, you know, waiting for us to show up yet again. So if you are a person where your emotions, they flood your mindset and you cannot find yourself escaping the noise, right? And that noise has become terror, and you're being terrorized by your thoughts. You're being terrorized by those night terrors. The best thing you could do is pause to listen. It is you that's communicating to you, hey, I don't feel safe. And you'll have to communicate that, okay, your tone of voice makes me feel unsafe in this moment. Because instead of, you know, me receiving it as you care for me, I am, the takeaway is that you're scolding me and my intentions were not to harm you. And so when you find a better way to communicate, then you create a safe place inside of your mind and heart. So for years, I lived inside of a hidden place inside of myself, and it was a dark, lonely place. But I've since discovered more about the woman that I am. So I've opened more windows to my inside of my mind. I've opened more places inside of my heart. And in that self-discovery, I've explored that there's good inside of me, that there is care inside of me, there is awareness inside of me, and there's this expression inside of me that cares to be seen and heard and valued. But when I have an outburst of negative responses, I lose trust in the woman that I am because I'm prejudging myself of how someone will perceive me if I respond out of control. I know this about me. And so to not get myself in a place of judgment or condemnation, I just pause and reset. And I know that this day belongs to me. And because the day belongs to me, I want to attract that joy and that goodness and mercy. And I want to feel good. I want to walk in mercy. I want to receive mercy and I want to be merciful. I want to live a life of fullness and to have a full honey, a full appetite for the day and who I am as a woman. I have to decrease the desire to roam around in the wilderness of negativity. Because when I walk in that negative impact, I'm flowing myself from harmony. And I'm disrupting my nervous system, all because I don't know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, that I carry the greater is he that's in me. And it's on me to steward this power accordingly. Like, God can have the word, you know, be available to me as long as it's available to me. But if I don't learn how to use my living word as a tool, then that means I will be toyed with mentally by the serpent because I don't have applied knowledge. So this pause and reset that I'm speaking of is my desire to apply the things I'm learning in church. It's not to speak to you that God is a way maker. I don't want to just come to God every Sunday defeated that my enemies are great. I've known that I've had a lot of enemies, and not just I have a lot of enemies. God has enemies. Right? Because I'm not important enough for someone to come and hate on me. Right? But the light that I hold and that I possess, it possesses the mind of the possessed. And what happens is they become obsessed with God's property. Right? And so that's where that submission to God happens. And when I submit myself, therefore, to God and resist the devil, that's where all of that negative impact of my enemies and the jealousy, the hate, and the persecution falls away, because I'm standing in submission to God, and God is never going to turn a child of God away that's asking him to be a warrior. Right? Because God has a robe that he wears, and that robe fills the temple. The bottom of that robe fills the temple. So if you think about the largest church you've ever seen, God's robe will fill that temple. And on that robe it includes all the battles that God has won for his sons and daughters. And so because I have spent 7 years with God, I've known that I have not been defeated. So the only place I've been defeated is in my mind. And so God has given me freedom everywhere else. I've even seen God unlock my heart and open my heart. But God allows me to participate in the liberation process. And I think that it's such a cool thing that God trusts me to grab a hold of my healing, and I get to come close and watch him do miraculous things, and which is heal my mind. Because, you know, you really don't have to munch on yesterday's blessings, because God is ready to create signs and wonders today. Because when we read the word of God, God didn't just do one way of deliverance. He delivered in a multitude of ways. And whenever we go out to see the sunset and sunrise, it won't look the same each day. Why? Because God is multifaceted. So for me to better know and understand God, I need to really sit in a posture to study his movements. And I know that as a student of God, I can't study the rhythm of God when I'm not synced and I'm not in an alignment with his rhythm of peace. Right? I'm like, wow, I love God, I'm aware of God, and I'm acknowledging God, and I'm praising God when I'm in alignment. And I'm like, okay, me off track. It's my mindset. And God asks us to keep our minds on him, to consume him day and night. It's hard to consume something when you have all of your thoughts bleeding over, and those thoughts are of sadness, hurt, pain, suffering, and you don't get yourself back to a place of rejoicing evermore. Praying without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Because in that rhythm of rejoicing, always, that's a continuation. That means there shouldn't be a disruption of rejoicing. So if your tire is flat, Lord, thank you that my tire went flat and I made it to the side of the road. Rejoice. Give him thanks that you know how to change the tire. And, you know, go ahead and pray for the people that may experience what you experience, and they may not have a peace that surpasses understanding, to know to rejoice, to know to pray without ceasing, to know to give thanks in a moment of disruption. And the reason I wanted to bring you in closer to Queen Lady Honey is because when I'm around people, I've learned that people don't really have strategy to their day. They're just allowing themselves to be, you know, in a place of acknowledging setback after setback after setback. And I'm like, what if you shift your perspective? What if your perception was, what's working? Whatever isn't working for you, that's the area of change you should focus on. So for Queen Lady Honey, it was mindset. I needed a mindset shift, right? And so I urgently said that I needed to strengthen my mindset because, you know, I could say, well, I'm nagging. Nagging is a symptom. The root of the problem was my mindset was not stayed on God. And if you're around me and you're like, man, you're the most peaceful person, and it seems like you're doing a great job, I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm saying that you can enter into a deeper level of intimacy with God if you're willing to be honest about what your areas of weaknesses are. And the only way you're going to acknowledge that is if you get to a place of pause. And that pause, once more, is just a temporary disruption. And when you have that interruption, it's only designed to be an interruption that you will resume, but you will only resume the action once you have reset your speech, your mindset, which is the attitude, the symptom, right? And that body language, right? Because you have control over who you are, and you are the highest ranking person inside of your temple, apart from the Holy Spirit. So you have the authority to say, no, I speak to my thoughts and I call them to be decent and in orderly so that I can move, you know, with authority. And I need to move as a high functioning individual. I get that I'm framing your mind to be a growth mindset. And I know that some of you think that you don't have what it takes to do what I'm saying, but it's that thought process that's defeating you. I did not say that I don't have negative thoughts. What I did say is I do have those negative thoughts, and I'm going to capture those negative thoughts and say that you are meaningless if I'm suffering in vain to see that I'm sad because I need to understand why do I feel how I feel? What adjustment do I need to make, right? What conversation needs to be had, right? Because a lot of times we are waiting to have a conversation about what we're feeling, but we try to put on that we are tough, but listen, there is no buffer inside of me. If I am standing in a state of offense, I need to know why I'm offended. Right? Did we get out of a routine? Did we get out of a rhythm? Listen, I learn patterns. I no longer listen to what people say. I watch their patterns. And there are certain patterns of mine that have made me fall short of the glory of God, but that doesn't mean that God has fallen. And I'm like, okay, how does God stay pure? Right? Because his peace is non-negotiable. He's not wavering on his kingdom, power, or glory. Right? When he says, let that glory fall, he's speaking to glory and saying, glory, this is what I need you to do. I need to be glorified in this area. Right? So I want you to pierce honey in a certain way that at the end of that experience, she will give me glory in that area. But for me to see that as a glorious occasion, I don't need to be in bondage for the, you know, because I've experienced this life lesson with God, not without him. So I have to say the things that I'm experiencing today is the things that I prayed for 10 years ago. But I can't praise and worship God for what the miracle, the blessing, the signs and wonders that I'm standing in today, because my mindset says that I need to be where I think I should be today, where I perhaps will be tomorrow. And because I'm frustrated about where I'm not yet in God, I forget where I am in God. And that's a place I once was not found. I didn't even know that this place existed. I didn't even know that peace was a real thing. I didn't know that you can wake up in peace. I'm talking about a peace that you don't even have to go to the beach. You don't have to pull up to a cabin. You don't have to go to a family vacation. I wake up in a level of peace that I can look at people in a chaotic state of mind, and I can go out and burst into a full worship and praise, because had it not been for the goodness of God, I too would have been waiting for 6 months for a holiday to come around just to take a week vacation, just to have peace that I have on a daily basis. I was just telling someone that I am a person who I'm not big on holidays because every day is a holiday occasion in my life. I'm not just living my life just like, I'm just going to be thankful today. Or I'm just so grateful that I can give somebody right now. I give people every day. I give people a positive attitude. I give people a positive demeanor. I give people me drawing closer to God so I can be light on the earth. That's the best gift I can give you. Right? I am the representation of God. So me and many others. So if you are a person, listen to me, stay with me. And you are struggling in your mindset, I'm encouraging you to pause and reset. Why? Because you are loved. And if you don't pause with me, baby, guess what? You are one interruption away from depression, suicide, or some other disheartening thing. That pause and reset has saved my life. It has saved my mind. It has saved my heart. And it has saved my values. Right? It has given me back my morals. And it has kept people close to me. So in closing, I want to freestyle and thank God for my pause and reset. Heavenly Father, I paused 7 years ago so that I could learn how to be a branch on your tree. The reset of my mind is the reason that I am the password for people to get temporary access to you. Access that they did not labor for, but access that can be found in the righteous man covered by the blood of the Lamb. God, let this sound be a pause for someone. Let the gentleness and the goodness and the kindness in my tone welcome someone home so they can be in a place of rest with you. God, I call people to a place of peace that surpasses understanding because they all deserve to hear you say, "Welcome home, my good and faithful servant." And it's my honor to be God's servant. And I go by Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.